Bank of Cardiff. This is Lena. How can I help you?
Hi, Lena. This is Joan Arney with Lena Auto Locator.
Hi, Jen. I'm just writing you the email. See, on your taxes, 2015 taxes, the tax card for this business is on Joe's name, not yours. So I need him on the application.
Both our names.
No. This is the sole proprietorship, and that's how you're... See, the company is the sole proprietorship.
No, we are a limited liability.
Limited liability, yeah, I understand. Even if it's limited liability, he is listed as the primary owner, so I cannot... Okay, we can... keep your information too, but I have to have the application signed by him.
Okay, but he doesn't have any ownership in the business. Just
how
me.
Come? No, it cannot be. Because that's not how it is on 2015 taxes.
But that is my personal and business, and he works for me, but I am the owner, and we happen to be married.
Okay. How can you prove it? Except
I cannot prove I'm married. I've seen you a copy of my marriage license.
No. Not that you are married. I understand.
You want a copy of the
when
articles
you,
of organization?
Wait a second. How long it's been since you have this business?
We officially opened July 15, 2015.
And you didn't own the business before that, July 2015?
Well, we actually started it January 1st, 2015.
Uh-huh. The thing is, do you have even tax ID for the business? Because your tax preparer didn't
put
the tax ID. It's all under Joe's Social Security.
No, that is incorrect. None of it is in his name.
I'm very sorry, but if you...
I filled it out. I put our tax number. The tax number is in my name. I am the dealer. The dealer is me. Limited liability is in my name. He is an officer. Well,
okay,
not an officer.
Now,
he works for me.
Okay, now tell me. It's not going to work. We will need you and him both.
Just because we file a joint, I mean, he can sign the application, but he's not an owner.
That's okay.
I mean, that's no big deal.
If it's not a big deal,
Nothing is in his name. Nothing's in his name. I don't know where you're looking.
Okay, if you will open your tax return and go to a profit and loss statement for the car business, for the sales business. It's only his name on this profit and loss. And it's his Social Security and not even a tax ID there. That's how your tax preparer, your
accountant. But isn't the official paperwork, the limited liability, the articles of organization, the sales tax,
isn't that more official than what he just reprinted
what he did last year. But I can get my CPA to change that if I have to do that. But if he just signs the application,
fine? It doesn't matter. If you will put his information and send me the signed application, I'm sending you the application I need. This is the application which I need from him and from you. Not all this application which you did. I need the application with the signature.
Well, that's what you sent me. I filled out what
you
sent me.
No, I'm sorry. That's not what I've sent you. When I first sent you...
Well, how did I get it?
I'll send it again. Jen, no, you got it from a different, from our computer.
No, I got it from your email.
This is the application for national funding from the company who gives the loans. You probably applied there too.
I don't
because the
really know what you're talking about.
You've sent me the application, which has national funding.
I filled out an application probably 30 minutes ago and submitted it to you. Did you not get it?
That you did online. That you did online application, right?
Right.
No, I don't need, no, I need the real application and I need your signature.
Well, I must have picked up the wrong application then.
Yeah, you just send the wrong. I'm finishing. 2 seconds, I will finish the email to you because I was literally writing email to you when you called. I am sending you the application I need as an attachment. Please print it.
Okay.
You can put Joe's name on it, and there is a second owner down there. You can put yourself, since I already have one of your applications.
But that will be a false application because he owns no part of it. That would not be correct. No, we don't. Legally, I own it. He works for me. But I'm not going to put that he's 100% owner, but he's not.
I'll tell you, it's going to be lots of confusion if we will start now arguing your...
Well, I don't want something to come up later and say I falsified information on my application because it is not right.
Okay, then you know what? Then I need, you can put yourself, but send me your paperwork when you filed for LLC with the Secretary of State. I need something to show that you are the owner because
I'll send you all kinds
document
of stuff.
I have is your... taxes.
Well, I just did what you requested. I know. I just did what you requested.
Absolutely, and I appreciate it, but the only thing is that on your taxes it says differently, and I cannot do anything about it.
All right.
I'm sending you the application. Please seal it out and sign it. And send it back to me.
I'll do that.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.